We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John. Hey, John, I personally, on a personal note, I want to offer you our deepest sympathies and condolences on the passing of your father. I loved listening to his show. Man, so many nights I would leave work and drive around town just listening to him because of what a beautiful voice, a beautiful person.
Thank you so much, Kevin. The outpouring of support and love has been overwhelming and really helped get through a difficult month. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, your dad, Tony, special man, and your mom, who you lost just a few weeks ago. So we're thinking about you, partner. Appreciate you being on this morning.
You know what I really liked hearing just a little while ago is that I would drive around Pittsburgh listening to Tony Mowat and the Jazz Show in the evening on WDUQ.
Nightside.
And I learned a half hour ago that Mr. Rogers and Mrs. Rogers were listening to the same program at the same time.
Yeah, they'd call your dad sometimes after the show, right?
Yeah, they sure did. It was, you know, I talked to my dad every night after his show, and sometimes he'd say, "Hey, Fred and Joanne Rogers called again tonight," and they just used to say, "Hey, Tony, great job. We love this song or that song," and sometimes they would call early and request certain songs, and they were just a great couple, and it was really sad to see that news that Joanne had passed. Recently, an end of another era.
We actually brought that up with David Newell, Mr. McFeely, just a half hour ago, and he got a kick out of it, too, because, you know, I can imagine with your dad's velvet voice, it would be like, "It's Nightside." And
I love that.
And then get on the phone, "Hi, it's Fred Rogers, Joanne, and I love the show." You know, that kind of thing. So good memories, though, associated with
John, you should have seen the twinkle in I was almost said Fred in Larry's eye when he did that. He just did this little.
Oh my gosh! Well, you know, Kevin, Larry did a little thing for our family a couple days ago, and it was just spectacular. And thanks to Larry, he really helped my brothers and sisters and I to get through a really difficult time by just being Larry and saying a few words on behalf of my dad and my family. And so, Larry, I can't thank you enough. You're the greatest friend ever, and
well, we love you and your family, and we're thinking about you guys in this really unbelievable year for your family in particular. Your dad, was he a movie fan?
Oh my gosh, yeah, and my mom too.
Well, that's right. Your dad was an actor at one point.
He sure was. Yeah, lived in New York. Lived with Charles Grodin, the actor, for a while, and. You know, and auditioned for some things and did some small roles and then just caught the family bug and came home to Pittsburgh. And then that's when his love for music just kind of took over and that's the direction he went in. But absolutely. Yeah. And he always, they were like your family, Larry. If we wanted to get into movies and different things, it was open, you know, do what you want to do, but you got to try hard. You got to work hard, but they were open to let us explore different avenues.
Yeah, and you went down the acting road, and at one point living in Hollywood, appearing in shows, living with David Soul's son, right?
David Soul himself, yeah. I lived at David Soul's house. And a lot of that, Larry, you remember I did a movie called Bride in Black here in Pittsburgh, and I met David, And David wanted to meet my dad, of all things, because he was listening to jazz at night. So I took him up the house. And him and my dad became fast friends. And then that's when David started talking about, hey, you know, John, why don't you come out and stay with me and get a, you know, find an agent out here and find a place. And 3 years later, I did that.
That's pretty cool. So there's the roots of John's interest in movies. And the movie opening tonight in theaters, or opening today, it's The Marksman.
I come to take the boy.
Mama?
I was in the Marine Corps. Turn around and adios.
I'm a soldier too.
I need you to bring back that kid.
I can't do that. He just needs someone to give him a chance.
He'll kill us.
Not if I get him first.
Looks like you had an incident.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Another comedy from Liam Neeson.
Right. Yeah, this is The Marksman, rated PG-13, and it stars Liam Neeson as Jim Hansen, and he's an ex-Marine sharpshooter. But he owns an old ranch on the Arizona border with Mexico, and he's a loner, and he's coming, you know, across some tough times, but he's stuck in his ways. He's a rugged old individual, and along comes this incident where you got these cartel members chasing this mother and young son across the border. There's a shootout. Jim comes to the rescue because he has a certain set of skills there that are going to come in really handy in this film. So what the film basically is you got this old crusty guy who gets a hold of this youngster, and he promises the woman before she passes to take him to Chicago where they have some family and get him there safely. Well, the cartel's going to chase him the whole way. So there's the crux of your movie. But what's interesting about this, guys, is that it's directed by a guy named Robert Lorenz. And if the way I explain the movie sounds a little bit familiar, it's because Robert Lorenz has been a team member of Clint Eastwood's. He's directed some of Clint Eastwood's films. He's collaborated on many of his films. So this movie has a real Clint Eastwood type of vibe to it. The pacing, the structure, the main character, like you could see if it was 10 or 20 years ago, Clint Eastwood would have played this character. So it's a good movie. You know, it's action-packed, but the real crux of the story is how this old crusty guy changes in the presence and falls in love with this young boy.
Very good. A lot of those Liam Neeson movies are very similar, but let's get into something else that Larry wants to see tonight. Looks like a great movie. It's a Tom Hanks flick.
Well, that's right, Kevin.
Yeah, it really is a great movie. You're talking about News of the World.
Yes.
Rated PG-13 with Tom Hanks. And you know what, Kevin? This movie, it did come out on Christmas, and it's a really good movie. Had this been any other year, any other time, this movie would have been one of those in the hundreds of millions of dollars brought in at the box office. But unfortunately, it was released at a time when a lot of the theaters are still closed or people are hesitant to get to the theaters. So there's new rules in place. And one of those rules is that once a movie's released, and in this case it was December 25th, it only has to wait 17 days to begin streaming. So this is that period. That's 2 full weeks plus a full weekend extra. Now it's going to be available on most all of the streaming services. And if you have cable, Verizon or Infinity or any of those things, it's on demand as well.
All right. That is News to the World, Tom Hanks. And before you go, John, Netflix announced they're going to release 70 films this year.
Yeah. So they're going to put, and that's at least, now that may change as time goes on and more films kind of gravitate towards Netflix. But hey, Larry, listen to this. Some of these 70 films, which they'll be releasing at least one a week. You have a Zack Snyder film, zombie film called Army of the Dead. You've got a film with Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence called Don't Look Up, a really good film. And then Red Notice with Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot. So there's really good films that might otherwise have been released in the theater. They're going to come on Netflix.
All right, John Mowat on Movies on Our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. John, hang in there. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.